What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show here. I always feel like breaking out dancing when I hear that music here, you know, do that whole Michael Jackson thing. By the way, I have the same birthday as Michael Jackson, which I guess blows the whole theory of astrology out of the water. It's Thursday, March 24th, 2011. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. Matt is in the control room, twiddling the dials and answering the phone when you call 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We have a lot of stuff to talk about. I'm going to start this morning with the economic news. Don't worry, we've got a lot of stuff to report about the reactor situation in Fukushima. It's bad and getting worse. But I didn't want to get to a situation where that was all that we're talking about and we leave some of these other important issues uncovered. Now, over at whatreallyhappened.com, there is a story that is headlined Timeline of Insider Trading Case Against Former Goldman Sachs director. This is an interesting story that you should look at because it basically lays out how these scammers work inside of Wall Street. And this is this gentleman, Rajat Gupta, who basically was taking information that he got from being inside Goldman Sachs and then calling a friend of his over at another brokerage who was just raking in the money, like, you know, $1 million a pop, $7 million a pop every single day. And this is what goes on in Wall Street. And what's important to understand when you're looking at these scammers, for example, June 16th, Goldman issues positive earnings preview for the quarter, sending the stock price up more than 2%. And the broker sells the 5,500 contracts that he bought earlier on the recommendation of the guy on the inside, profits $7 million. And it's important to understand, these guys are making these $7 million and they're passing around the goodies. They don't create anything of value for that $7 million. They're just gaming the system. And that $7 million does not simply appear out of thin air. It is taken by virtue of the gaming from the companies that are making something productive with which to earn their money. You have a business, you make a product, you sell it, you've got money coming in, and because you're a publicly traded company, you've got your stock is out there in this giant open-air casino called Wall Street, and the gamers are playing games with it in order to extract money from the buying and selling of the stock, which ultimately must be paid for by the underlying companies and by the people who are buying the underlying products. It's just a way of extracting wealth from the society without giving anything back for it at all. When you look at these top financial players, the Goldman Sachs, the Lehman Brothers, the Bear Stearns, and all the rest of these companies, they don't produce anything useful for the billions and trillions of dollars they're extracting from our society. They're merely gaming a system that their friends in the government set up and say, oh yes, it's legal for them to play with the paper this way, and they're going to lose a lot of money, and we'll take it from the taxpayers, and we'll give it to the Wall Street people to make it all really good. And it's a huge cash flow, and they don't produce anything of value for our society in exchange for all of that money. It is just a big game, and they're playing for zeros and scores and $800,000 cars and $100,000 watches so they can chow down on their $150 hamburgers. That's literally how completely out of control the upper economic levels of our country are. And you need to read this article and understand that this is basically how these really big fortunes on Wall Street are made. They're not inventing some new product for you. They're not making the world a better place. They're simply gaming the system to take money from you and put it into their pocket. And the fact that their cronies in Congress say this is now legal to do doesn't really make it right or moral or ethical. Everything Hitler did in Germany was the letter of the law. Everything Wall Street is doing in this country is the letter of the law. Is it right for them to be doing it? No. Is it theft? Yeah. Whether the law says so or not. When you take trillions of dollars out of society and you put nothing of value back, you're looting the society. It's basically what it is. We got to take a break here for some words from our sponsor. Join us on the air. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you...
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the economy. We're talking about the banking system. We're talking about the unparalleled degree of corruption that we find pervading this private central banking cartel that is attempting to enslave the world under a permanent fascist debt slavery, debt servitude here. And we're getting this interesting story coming out of the European Union, where a journalist from Insight investigative team in the media posed as financial lobbyists and approached members of the European Parliament, offering them large sums of money in return for watering down banking reform legislation. And apparently the MEPs were all hot and bothered and ready to take the cash. Remember, we were talking yesterday about how we've got this foreclosure settlement in all 50 states here in the United States of America, which it basically lets all the banks and mortgage companies off for all the fraudulent mortgages with a financial wrist slap, and bundled with it were some calls for some more stringent banking regulation to sort of prevent this sort of thing from happening in the future. And the bank cartel wasn't even happy with that. They said, no, not only are you going to let us off with the financial wrist slap, but there's not going to be any new banking regulations. We need to go on doing what we've been doing and taking people's homes, or we're going to collapse from the ongoing restitutions from the fraudulent mortgage-backed security. And so really, the bankers and the Federal Reserve and all these people really do see themselves as above the law of the land. What was it Lloyd Bankfein said? I'm doing God's work. in taking all these homes away from millions of Americans. And now they're discovering over there in Europe that, yeah, their members of the European Parliament are just as open to corruption by the private bankers as the 1913 United States Congress and President Woodrow Wilson, who cursed us with this pyramid scheme called the Federal Reserve. We're now just coming to find out that, you know, we know that during this whole bailout and save all the too-big-to-fail institutions, which were failing, that the Federal Reserve, you know, gave out tons and tons of money, and they didn't give it out. It's technically a loan on the backs of the American people. Trillions and trillions of dollars, $9 trillion at least, went out the door of the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Reserve refused to say where it went. Then we had this court decision that said, you can't do that. You can't give money out to total hidden, concealed strangers, then turn around and expect the American people to repay it all without knowing where the money went. Now we're starting to find out. Morgan Stanley got a $3.5 billion bailout that was kept from the public so it wouldn't adversely affect their business dealings. That's one of the little secret deals. The Federal Reserve, Bernanke's just handing, you know, printing up the money on the backs of the American people and handing it to his buddy saying, we'll take care of you, don't worry. We know you got caught in this scam, you know, with the mortgage-backed security fraud. And golly, it would have been wonderful if it had really worked. It would have been better than the tulip mania that almost wrecked the economic system, you know, back in Holland. And they got caught, and they're having to pay it back, and they're sticking you with the bill. And basically, that's the entire American financial system from Wall Street to Washington, D.C., have a policy that the costs from this mortgage-backed security fraud, the biggest financial fraud since the Great South Seas crash of 1721, you will be forced to pay for it, even though you had nothing to do with it, you didn't agree with it, you are not sharing the guilt in any way, shape, or form. The guilty get to keep the goodies, the innocent get to pay the costs. And Morgan Stanley got a secret, hidden $3.5 billion bailout on the backs of the American taxpayers. This is a fascist economy. We're not capitalist anymore. We are not socialistic. We went past socialism so fast we couldn't even wave at it. As it sailed on by, and we went right from capitalism directly into fascism, which Lenin predicted would happen when American capitalism failed. It would have to become fascistic merely to perpetuate itself, and that's exactly where we are. In 2010, the U.S. economy added 600 million millionaires, while 5 million people were added to the food stamp program. In other words, the system is out of balance. The money is being drawn up to the top of the pyramid through game playing, like we're talking about with Goldman Sachs, and a government that absolutely sees looting the people to enrich the bankers as the best course of action for the future. Certainly, it will guarantee a lot of campaign contributions for 2012. And as a result, the top and the bottom are getting further and further apart, and the system is getting out of balance. And like I said, the analogy here is, you know, if you tie a tourniquet around your neck so that the blood flows up to your brain but can't get back down, for a while you're going to feel pretty good because you got all the blood and all the oxygen and all the food up there in your brain, and the brain is saying, yee-haw, I'm feeling energetic and alive. And then all of a sudden, no more blood is coming up from down below because the body has died of starvation, and then your brain starts dying and saying, what did I do? Can't I get a bailout? And it doesn't happen that way. For an economic system to be a system, the money must be flowing at all levels of our society. And it is clearly not. The government, over the last few years, has moved the money exactly in the wrong direction. Instead of taking $14 trillion, well, let's go with Dylan Radigan's numbers. Instead of taking $27 trillion from the American people and giving it to Wall Street, if they'd taken that same $27 trillion and simply printed it up and given it to the American people, everybody would have stayed current on their mortgages. There wouldn't be a mortgage crisis or a real estate crisis. People would have stayed current on their credit cards. There wouldn't be a credit crisis. People would be buying brand new American cars. You wouldn't have needed to bail out the automotive companies. People would be down at the shopping malls buying clothing and TV sets and new computers and all the rest of that stuff. There wouldn't be a retail crisis. The economy would be humming along. But because the money junkies only see themselves as wealthy when everybody else around them is dirt poor, they said, no, 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 you can't let the people have money. They'll do dangerous things with it. They'll start blogs. We've got to take all the money away from them and just put it in our pockets, because that's the only way that we can ever really be safe sleeping at night from those, from the enemy. The enemy are those people out there that we robbed and looted and cheated. They're the enemy. We've got to keep them under surveillance. We've got to keep guns pointed at them. We'll never sleep soundly until those that we rob are completely disarmed. That's the way money junkies think. And as I said, I don't have a problem with people becoming rich through their own industry. I don't have a problem with somebody like Thomas Edison becoming rich by inventing the electric light bulb. I do have a problem with companies like General Electric inventing a rather lame substitute and then getting the Congress to legally force us to buy the new product instead of the old. That I have a problem with. That's called gaming the system. All righty, let's see. Moving right along here. Unemployment is continuing to rise in nearly every United States metro area. There is no recovery. If you're not on Wall Street or Washington, D.C., there is no recovery. The unemployment is continuing to rise in virtually every American city. Meanwhile, there's yet another scandal. You know, this whole Obamacare and everybody's gaming the system to maximize their profits, and they don't care about putting anything back for the money they get. It's get the money. And if you don't have to do anything for that money, if you don't have to make a product or anything, so much the better. Apparently, Aetna Incorporated is suing several doctors in New Jersey who were billing the insurance company for outrageous charges, $56,000 for a bedside consultation, and almost $60,000 for an ultrasound that typically is supposed to cost about $74. Everybody's gaming the system. One of the accused doctors billed $30,000 for a cesarean birth, and you know, and just completely out of control. And we all know that the medical establishment, ever since they started establishing health maintenance organizations back during the Nixon administration, medicine went from being about health and wellness to just another profit and tax revenue generating system. And that's why medical costs are so completely out of control. And Congress has passed laws. You're not allowed to go to other countries to get medical care that's less expensive. You will stay in the United States of America, and you will pay through the nose for your medical care, even as that medical care continues to get worse and worse and worse. And we've got yet another scandal we'll be talking about later on in the show today, about how some of these numerous vaccinations for diseases probably you're never going to be exposed to anyway in your life are actually killing children. And they're now being banned in other countries, including Japan. But here in the United States, they're not banned. They're mandatory. And you cannot sue the vaccine company if their product kills your kid. That's life under a fascist economic dictatorship. Home prices have hit a 9-year low. Don't let anybody tell you that there is a recovery in the housing market. It is not happening. Okay? In February, U.S. factory orders dropped dramatically. And, you know, no orders for machinery, no orders for tool, equipment. Basically, it's basically shutting down. There's not going to be a rebound to the economy right now, because the people who would be starting companies to make products aren't buying the machinery to make products with. So there's no recovery in manufacturing either. The only people doing well are the ones gaming the system in Wall Street. Corruption may be the only profit center left in the United States of America. We've given everything else away. Meanwhile, Utah is continuing to go along the course of a sound money legislation, a value-based state currency. And as we saw with Bernard von Nothaus and his Liberty Dollar and Ron Paul Dollar, the Federal Reserve note, Federal Reserve Bank System, rather, is demanding the United States government go into Utah and say, you will not do your own money. You will use our paper notes and nothing else at all. This exceeds not only the Federal Reserve's lawful authority as a private central bank, it exceeds that of the United States government. The Constitution does not allow them to say, you may not use alternate money. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about the economy. We're talking about, you know, ultimately, it was this mortgage-backed security fraud that was engineered by Wall Street back in 2005 and sold all over the world, and it has destroyed virtually every economy that got tangled up with it. And with the rare, precious exception of places like Iceland and Egypt, the overwhelming attitude of the government has been, well, we're going to have to just shortchange the people to pay for all the losses from this fraud. Now, over in Great Britain, and I am not kidding you, it was the Wall Street mortgage-backed security fraud that got tangled up with the Bank of England and basically destroyed all of the invested money that was supposed to be paying for pensions and retirement funds. They have their equivalent of Social Security, which was invested very heavily with these various instruments and lost a lot of money. So what is the government of Britain going to do? Are they going to go to the bankers, put them in the Tower of London and say, we'll let you out when you give us back our money because you engaged in criminal fraud and you should not keep the profits from the criminal fraud that you were caught doing? No. The government of Britain has announced a plan to raise the retirement age to 80. That's 8 with a 0 after it. According to the actuarial tables at the insurance companies, the vast majority of people will not live that long. Now, Britain is trying to say, oh, well, you know, modern medical science, everybody's going to be living to 120, so 80 makes a reasonable retirement age. Well, they've been promising us century lifespans for the last century. And it's not happened, and it's not going to happen, because if you actually had immortality, if they really were able to rebuild the telomerase at the end of your DNA strand so that you don't age, the population pressures would absolutely melt down the planet. They'd have to basically say, okay, nobody has any more babies anymore at all, and the people that are there now, you know, basically, it'd lock the civilization. They'd have to lock it up absolutely tight. So they really don't want people living longer because it costs the government too much to support them. So Britain is saying raising the retirement age to 80, the vast majority of British people are going to die before they ever collect a penny of the retirement benefits they have been paying into the system to pay for. Just like here in the United States of America, all the baby boomers were paying all those Social Security taxes, and by the time they're finally going to cash in, there is no money. Because it was all borrowed and spent as general revenues going all the way back to the Clinton administration. And that basically seems to be the attitude of the governments. Yes, Wall Street and the big private central banks just looted the entire planet in a criminal fraud of historic proportions. And the only solution we've got is, well, we're going to have to put the screws to the people. That's basically it here. Over in Libya, five nights of airstrikes. Gaddafi is still out there doing whatever he's doing. And the bad news is we seem to be killing more civilians than he is. We're getting reports from the airstrikes in Tripoli that a lot of civilians are being killed. A hospital, children's hospital, got blown up. And Obama's facing a lot of opposition. He's saying, yes, we're right to do it. And yes, it's good for this. And Congress has no right to tell me not to. And all of a sudden, we're seeing this story start to circulate around the corporate media about how Gaddafi is crazy and he's insane and he's going to unleash chemical weapons and a terrorist attack on the United States. In other words, they can't sell the war just because it's a good thing to do. They're going to do another false flag attack because he needs his war as a distraction from the reactor meltdown, from the economy, from Wall Street, from yet another oil slick appearing in the Gulf of Mexico. Obama is hoping that if he can get a new world war going, that we, the American people, 300 million American people, will forget all of the abuse, all of the financial robbery from the banks, the fondling at the airports by TSA, and we'll line up behind the flag and we'll salute and throw what's left of our money and our children onto the enemy's bayonets, because that's what Americans have always done. And I don't think it's going to work, because most Americans are already tired of war. We've been in Iraq longer than we were in World War II. We're in a wartime economy, and it hurts, and it stinks, and we're sick of it. And Obama is desperate because they are losing this. Look around at the deteriorated condition of our country. We're a nation in economic defeat from this new world war. Now, Obama is out there promising that there will be no land invasion in Libya, which I think he's just doing to sort of pander to the fact that most Americans are really kind of fed up with this whole disaster, you know, with wars in Libya. But the problem is he's talking about we're going to win the war in Libya from the air, which has never worked. The United States was unable to win a war from the air in Vietnam. The Soviet Union was unable to win a war from the air in Afghanistan. Why is Obama repeating a formula that we already know cannot work? At the very least, it will simply drag the war out for 30 years while the United States and Great Britain suck out what's there of Libya's oil and Israel gets Libya's water and everybody divvies up all the gold that was going to be turned into these gold dinars, which were a major threat to the private central banks of the world. So we're in another quagmire. Thank you very much, President Obama. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about the situation in Libya. The Nobel Committee, as you probably already heard, has been asked by several people to strip Barack Obama of the Nobel Peace Prize he was awarded as soon as he became president, before he'd even ever actually done anything. And it's being done on the basis that Barack Obama has launched more cruise missiles than all of the other Nobel Peace Prize winners combined. This morning, Barack Obama responded and said he's keeping his Peace Prize. And he will kill anybody who tries to take it from him. Because after all, he's a peace president. And just because these wars keep showing up on his watch, it's not his fault. He'd love a time of peace. Actually, I'd love it if somebody would take away those little brass keys from him. Now, we keep hearing from politicians about the budget crisis and how we don't have any money for schools and railroads and bridges and roads and teachers and police and anything in this country because of all the money that has to go to Wall Street to keep those guys out of jail for the fraudulent mortgage-backed security scandal. And then we have over the last couple of months where the president and the Congress are talking about budget cuts, and we've got to cut domestic spending, and we've got to take more money away from the schools and more money away from the hospitals and more money away from the roads because we've got to try and get this debt crisis under control. Then Obama turns around and launches a flood of cruise missiles at Libya. Now, the Tomahawk Land Attack Missile Conventional, or the TLAM-C, goes for $1.4 million a pop. If you want the deluxe model with the chrome trim and the suede dashboard and the nuclear warhead, they're $2 million each. We're not using any of those yet that I'm aware of. So it's $1.4 million a pop. In 1 week of war in Libya, killing civilians and blowing up hospitals, Obama has already spent all the savings from the cuts to the domestic program. So here we are without the domestic programs. The taxes are still high. The economy is still in the Al-Qaeda. And Barack Obama and the war hawks are going, yee-haw, riding across the Middle East in a new holy war against those gosh darn Muslims and their gosh darn loan plus flat fee banking system. And we've got to go out there and we've got to ruin our own economy. We've got to just murder millions of Arabs and hundreds of thousands of our own young people to make the world safe for compound interest. Because that's really what it is. This clash of civilizations is a war between banking systems. All right, now we've waited long enough. I want to talk about Fukushima. The situation is bad. The news, it really is. It's really, really very bad. We now are getting reports that steam is emitting from reactors 1 through 4. All four of those reactors are now pouring out steam. We know from yesterday that they're detecting neutron radiation coming from the site, which tells us somewhere inside the reactors or underground, spontaneous, uncontrolled nuclear fission is taking place, which would give us both steam and neutrons, and that's what we're detecting. The Japanese media today is starting to say that the optimism of getting the situation under control is now subdued because of additional problems they're discovering. They've got electricity to the reactor plants, and apparently somebody just had the idea that once they got the new electricity there, they'd plug in the extension cord, flip on the switch, and everything would be just hunky-dory. And they're finding out that problems are much greater than they thought. They're starting to get power to the control rooms, and the control room instruments are saying the situation in the reactors is a lot worse than they were guessing from the outside. And guessing has been a big part of the problem. Now, the International Atomic Energy Agency, which quite frankly, had they not been wasting all their time trying to find mythical nuclear weapons in Iraq and Iran, probably would have been on top of the fact that these reactors had safety issues, as their engineers are now coming forward to admit. So they're in there trying to act like they're doing their job retroactively. And they're saying they're not exactly sure where all this radiation is coming from. They're walking around the different buildings with their little detectors, and they're getting high counts everywhere, and they can't find a single source that they're looking for that they can say, oh, if we put the big rubber stopper in here, it'll go away. And I think what is going on here is that we've already had a breach of containment down into the soil, and the radiation is coming from everywhere. The entire site, the subsurface soil, is contaminated, and it's leaking into the ocean here. Yesterday we had a report from the engineer in charge of the recovery efforts at Fukushima saying basically they can't actually measure the amount of radiation that's getting out. They're basically doing some statistical sampling and running simulations. They don't actually know. They don't have a way of measuring the total amount of radioactivity. They're taking samples here and samples there and making assumptions about the rest. We're in a really weird situation here where half the people on this project are guessing and the other half are just lying outright to try and keep a lid on this, to protect General Electric, to protect the nuclear power industry, to save face for the government of Japan, to not cause panics of everybody who is downwind of this disaster. Now, the iodine levels at the Fukushima seawater are highest they've ever been. It is going up, and reactors 5 and 6 are now showing signs of leaking. So it's 6 for 6. 6 for 6. The iodine is 146 times higher than normal in the seawater. Remember earlier in the week I said nobody's talking about the ocean. They're starting to talk about it now. All right, let's see. The Nuclear Commission is now starting to release official figures for estimations of nuclear release and around Fukushima, and two things have come out. First of all, they're talking about expanding the evacuation zone. It's currently 20 kilometers. with another 10 kilometers, stay inside unless you have to really go down. Now they're talking about that additional 10 kilometers of completely evacuating that as well. And let's see, I need to get something else up here. More and more cities are discovering that their water is now radioactive. And apparently last night, the cooling system on reactor number 5, which they'd had running all this time, just quit. It just abruptly stopped working. They don't know why. It just, boom, gone. So now reactor number 5 is at risk. Now, we already know that Tokyo Water, they're telling people not to allow infants to drink or bathe in the water in Tokyo. We had the caller on the show from Tokyo yesterday who said that now they've been told even adults should avoid drinking the tap water or being exposed to it. We're now getting reports from Shiba, Saitama, and we already knew from yesterday, Ibaraki are also saying the tap water is unsafe. So it's just getting worse. Everybody was sort of betting the farm that they were going to get things under control when they got power restored to the control rooms. The control rooms are coming back to life, and what the control rooms are saying is the situations in those reactors are far worse. Everybody's now starting to talk about full-on meltdown, and they're starting to basically say that, yeah, this is Chernobyl. We've gone past Chernobyl at this point. This is the worst one of all. We're going to get some phone calls here. Lee in Georgia. Aloha, Lee. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Howdy, Mike. Oh, my goodness. I want to share with you an email I got today on Israel, but real quick, there's a fellow lives out in California, used to work at the Fukushima plant. He's finally come clean, after he's been laid off, of course, about how they were forced to cover up major cracks in the steam steam dryers at Fukushima, which, by the way, is owned by General Electric, which you mentioned a little while ago. You're right, the bankers are just absolutely giddy over this whole Libya war thing. But on this email, it was really interesting because it's about Israel, and the first paragraph talks about, you know, the bomb and on the bus going off, and then the next day rockets being fired in. But this one paragraph in here, and I want to get your response on this because I almost fell out laughing as I was reading this, says, even here at home, Israel is facing increasing enmity in cities across America. A concerted effort is being made to boycott and to delegitimize Israel. Make no mistake about it, these activists do not seek to change any particular Israel policy. They seek to change Israel's very existence, and they're focusing the bulk of their efforts on our college campuses.
Well, I mean, it's basically the same game that Israel has always played before. There is no legitimate reason to criticize Israel. Therefore, they just hate us and want to wipe us off the face of the earth. But they've been playing that same propaganda game for a quarter of a century. We've all heard it before. We understand it's just a crock. And, you know, they're out there already fundraising. It's already starting to look like the bombing in Jerusalem was a Mossad false flag operation. The blood hadn't even been wiped up before AIPAC is here in the United States of America doing fundraising, saying, you must give us money so that we can fight against the people who did this bombing, blah, 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 blah. You know, I have a source who's inside Israel who says that 90% of these bombings in Israel that are blamed on Palestinians come from organized crime. All these Israeli crime gangs, and they're blowing up each other's nightclubs, and they're fighting over turf and drug sales territory, just like they do in the United States of America. But every time one of these places gets bombed, the media will say, oh, it must be the Palestinians. And they just basically say, how can we use this to push our agenda? And facts and reality and truth are just not a factor in making these decisions.
Exactly. Well, this is coming from some group. They're calling themselves PartnerOrganizations.com. Have you ever heard of them?
No, not really. But, you know, Israel's public relations firms are setting up all these new front groups. They're mounting yet another public relations thing to wave Nazis and Holocaust at us. And I was going on the TV dial earlier, and sure enough, we got Hitler this and Nazi that and the Germans that. And, you know, I'm at the point right now where if I was not dependent on cable TV to get me my broadband signal in here, I would turn off the cable TV. There's nothing worth watching on there anymore. And, you know, just go with a complete TV-less existence and get everything I need over the Internet.
Well, and, you know, Mike, that's not a bad thing. I gave up my satellite 5 years ago, and I'm not hurting for it. So,
Well, I wish I could have a satellite here because when we were living in Washington State, we had a satellite dish, and we were able to pull down programming from the foreign broadcasters to find out what's going on in the world. But unfortunately, Time Warner, Oceanic, you know, you're getting a very, very filtered view of the world. You can't get any of the foreign news programs whatsoever. It's all very, very carefully sanitized to make sure that you're getting just the correct view of the world, you know, as Hillary Clinton likes to put it. And, you know, I don't need to pay to be lied to. And at this point, I used to like have the corporate media on this monitor here in my office. I don't even bother turning it on anymore because it's like yesterday when I had CNN on there and it says, poll shows most Americans back military action in Libya. That is so completely disconnected from the real world that it's just, it's not worth watching anymore. We know they're lying about everything and it's kind of pointless to keep track of it anymore. Anything else, Lee?
I mean, I was listening earlier on another outlet that I listened to, and they were talking about what you were just saying, that, you know, Americans are supporting the Obama move in Libya, and that they had asked the question, is Obama going to speak to the people about what's going on? And they actually had the nerve to come out and say, well, the Obama administration doesn't feel like they need to.
Well, you know, Obama's been doing that a lot. He did that down in Brazil, you know. My people love me. I guess, no, they don't, and I'm going to go hide. Yeah, it's this is a bad move. Nobody approves of this, and it doesn't matter how many times CNN tells us that Americans support this. I know it's a crock. Again, folks, here's how you tell when the media is lying to you. I mean, besides the old joke about they're moving their lips. Go out and talk to 10 of your friends and see how many of them really support this move in Libya. And if any of them say that they do, please feel free to hand them a copy of the military enlistment forms, which I'll move that back up to the top of the main page on this next commercial break so that you can print them out and keep them with you, because nothing is going to shut up an armchair war hawk faster than demanding they put their own name on the line to go off and fight this war. All right. Lee, anything else?
No, bro. That'll do it, man. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks a lot. Going to switch over to Thomas in Sweden. Thomas, aloha. Thank you for waiting. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. This will be quick. You're right about the radioactivity spreading to the ground at Fukushima, because those three workers that were injured on Japan's Wednesday or Thursday, whenever it was, they got it through their feet.
Oh, boy, that's a confirmation.
Yep, that's all I got for you, Mike.
All right, thank you very much. Yeah, that's a confirm. Okay. If they got burned by radiation through their feet walking around the plant, then there has been a loss of containment and it's in the ground. Oh, what a horrible, horrible mess. Oh, man, that is... Over here in the United States of America, more states are starting to detect traces of radiation from Japan. All of these isotopes, tellurium, americium, strontium-90, that's a bad one. Cesium-137, that's a bad one. Iodine... that's why everybody's trying to buy the potassium iodide pills and everything like that. Here in Hawaii so far, we're being very, very lucky. We did show elevated radiation readings Sunday and Monday, but we've been under this major, major wind condition this entire week. I mean, gusting to 50 miles an hour. And it's rattling the windows and shaking the buildings and keeping us awake at night. But so far, it seems to be dispersing and blowing the fallout far away from us because... we're still on the high side of what would be normal for living on basaltic formations, but we're still very much in the safe area here. So we're actually very lucky. We might be one of the safest states to be in the United States of America. Maybe that'll revise our tourism. Come to Hawaii. Stop glowing for a while. You know, but then they didn't like our beaches are supposed to be black idea either, so they never listened to me over at the Department of Tourism anyway. Alrighty, let's see. Anyway, as I said earlier in the show, analysts are beginning to say, yeah, this is Chernobyl. The severity of the crisis, it's hit Chernobyl. It's probably already gone past in some ways. And it's kind of angering because for the last 2 weeks, we've seen these paid public relations operatives working for GE or working for the nuclear power industry in general or working for Japan, just running all over the blogosphere, hurling ridicule and abuse at those people who are trying to analyze and report on the Fukushima meltdown with some degree of objectivity and accuracy. And a lot of very inappropriate and inaccurate accusations have been hurled at webmasters such as myself. And I don't bother talking about it or even replying to it. I'm not going to waste time arguing with people who are paid to waste my time by arguing back. And every wolf suffers the occasional flea. So generally, I don't pay attention to them. But I do want to comment that all of those paid public relations people who were trying to say there's nothing there, don't take pills, don't get out of the way of the plume, go ahead and just wash your vegetables and eat them anyway, you need to understand, all of these lingering cancers and leukemias that are going to hit all these people are on your head because you lied these people into not taking corrective protective action. And the people who paid you to lie to everybody lied to you as well to make you a better propagandist. And that means if you're on the west coast of the U.S., you're in trouble too. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones. Jeff in Washington, D.C. Aloha, Jeff. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Being here in D.C., there's so many protests that go on all the time. It's like a social network of, I guess, social gatherings. But you run, especially with the anti-war groups around here that are protesting, you run into people all the time that are pushing the warmongering side of things that we need to, well, being in the military-industrial complex, always pushing. whenever they run into these kind of people, offer them up. And and I took it a step further, saying that and I've said this before around here, that everybody needs to carry around cameras with them. Best thing to do is sit there and videotape their either cowardice or the fact that they're going to push for these bigger, better wars and try to get them to sign up. But at least capture them for, you know, the prosperity of YouTube, how they're not going to do anything.
Well, you know, it's very important because that you have the envelopes and the stamps, or you say that I will drop them off for you, because if you just say, here's the form, and they'll say, yes, I'll look at this later, and they'll put it away and pretend like they might consider signing up here. But you put them on the spot, and you say, you sign this, and I will personally deliver it to the recruiting agency, because if you sign one of those forms, you can't change your mind afterwards. It's a felony. They will come and throw you in jail.
Yeah, and it's like, and I will video record this for you just to show how patriotic you are and put it up on YouTube today. A lot of times these people will show up at these events, or they will walk through some of the activist gatherings around there and just go off the hook with their anger at these anti-war protesters. But they will come with their kids. And so I propose at the same time, like if their kids aren't 18, if they're 17, you can sign them up for delayed enlistment. Go ahead and get them into the meat grinder. Start them into the family business that way. And get
sounds
that on
really
stage
good.
As well.
Remember what I said the other day about the taco lovers and the pizza parlor place? If you really think about it in that context, you begin to understand that if you're having an anti-war protest and somebody comes into the middle of your crowd screaming about how great and wonderful war is, they're paid by somebody to do that. They really, really are. They're military intelligence. They're undercover. They're from the Pentagon. They're from certainly the military-industrial complex. You know, the people who are pro-war are going to go have their own pro-war rally where Clear Channel will buy them free hot dogs and beer. If you're having an anti-war protest and somebody comes in to cause a ruckus and scream at you, they're paid to be there. It's a guarantee. We know that this kind of agent provocateur stuff is sort of a standard tool craft for the United States of America. Anything else, Jeff?
Well, I did that a couple days ago on the local Pacifica radio network around here, doing a there was a showing of a documentary coming out called COINTELPRO 101. Fantastic historical piece. They asked me to come in the next day to talk about it on the air, because, you know, our local activist groups here are heavily infiltrated with the Cass Sunstein types.
They've tripled the budget to come out here and try and cause trouble. You know, we're under constant hacker attack. If there is a link to your interview, send it to me, and I'll post it at What Really Happened. We'll send some people over there to listen to what you did.
Will do.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And I'm going to go to Roxanne in Missouri, but we're almost to the end of the segment. We're probably going to have to take a station break here in 30 seconds. But Roxanne, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to say that the guy who called in earlier and said that the two workers had been radiation exposed through their feet, it's actually water seeped into their boots. At least that's the story they're giving everybody, that there was water.
All right, that's horrible. All right, thanks an awful lot. We got to let you go and take a station break. We'll be right back.
The next